I got God's word in front of me, a cup of coffee right here in my right hand, and I'm spending time with you. Talk about a great way to start my day. Friend, thank you so much for having your dial tuned to Sunday worship here on this, July 16th, already halfway through the month of July. So good to fellowship with you. It is Joey Kroll tipping my hat off to you today. I pray that you're having yourself a great weekend. Well, if you're not too familiar with Sunday worship, where have you been? Sunday worship is a program that's all about Jesus. Yeah, we focus on scripture, songs, devotions, encouragement, and everything else in between. And kind of looking at some of the stack of CDs I have here in the next 30 minutes, I think you'll be blessed, including this one from Chris Tomlin. It's a reminder that Jesus loves us. Here on today's edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
I was lost, I was in chains, the world had a hold of me. My heart was a stone, I was covered in shame.
Don't you forget that today. Happy Sunday. Thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship. That's Chris Tomlin and Jesus Loves Me. You know, salvation is a movement from being God's enemies to being his friends. From a state of war to a state of peace. God loved us. I want you to get this today, friend. God loved us even while we were still his enemies. And it is through that love, shown especially in the gift of his son Jesus, that we can now be reconciled to him. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. That's right. We've come to focus on the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you're having yourself a wonderful day today. And Psalm 27, verse 1 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" You know, the Tybee Lighthouse near Savannah, Georgia, has seen many storms. Hurricane-forced winds have threatened its existence. Gale-driven rains have tried to knock down its walls, and yet it still survives. Even when floodwaters cover the roadway that leads to the island on which it stands, the lighthouse remains a beacon of hope. And friend, more than once, King David found himself in a hopeless situation. He would have given up were it not for his hope in the Lord. Instead of becoming angry and bitter, he chose to cling to the goodness of God, even in the wildest of circumstances. You know, friend, the storms of life will drive you to the light of God's love and care, or they will force you to retreat in sorrow. King David said, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?"
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son and make a wretch His treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns His face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory.
Your love
love carries me. Your love is surprising, I can feel it rising. All this joy that's growing deep inside of me. And every time I see you, all your goodness shines through. I can feel this God song rising up in me. Your love is a mystery. How you gently lift me when I am surrounded. Your love carries me. Your love is surprising. I can feel it rising. All this joy that's growing deep inside of me. And every time I see you, all your goodness shines through. I can feel this God song rising up in me.
Mercies well, and hallelujah, your love is amazing right here on this edition of Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll, hey, if you have some time today or this week, connect with us on Facebook. Yeah, we got a great Facebook page up and going. We try to update that several times a week, if not every day, with encouraging quotes, Bible scriptures, and updates on the program as well. So, yeah, look us up, Sunday Worship Radio on Facebook. Again, that's Sunday Worship Radio on Facebook. Psalm 31:15 says, "My times are in your hand." Here's a neat little story I came across the other day. The first American ever arrested for speeding was Jacob German, a 26-year-old taxi driver from New York City. And on May 20th, 1899, he was hauled off to jail for bolting down Lexington Street in Manhattan at 12 miles an hour in an 8-mile-per-hour zone. Now, what would Jacob German think now? Compared with 1899, the pace of life has advanced big time. We bolt through every hour until the days become a blur and the years fly by like a movie stuck on fast forward. Sometimes, though, Fred, in our rush, I'm going to be honest with you, we grow impatient, not just impatient, but impatient with the Lord, because he doesn't hurry as we do. Friend, our times are in his hands, and his clocks operate at a different speed. That's just the truth. For a day to him is like 1,000 years and vice versa. Perhaps you want the Lord to answer your prayer now, to resolve your problem now, to provide deliverance now. But when we put God on our timetables, it often leads and brings disappointment. I'm just going to be honest with you. Experience. That's experience talking here. So I encourage you today on the Sunday, learn to wait on the Lord and let Him work at His speed. He has a perfect sense of timing, friend. He really does. He really does. Remember Psalm 31:15, my times are in your hand.
Sitting at your feet is where I wanna be. I'm home when I am here with you. Ruined by your grace, enamored by your gaze, I can't resist the tenderness of you. Deep in love with you, Abba Father. Deep in love with you, Lord. My heart, it beats for you, precious Jesus. Deep in love with you, Lord. Humbled and amazed that you would call my name, I never have to search again. There's a deep desire that's burning like a fire to know you as my closest friend. I'm deep in love.
Talk about a beautiful song. It's Michael W. Smith and Deep in Love with You. And friend, I pray that is the desire of your heart, that you fall deeper in love with Jesus. Well, if you're looking for something to do with your family, maybe for the remainder of this weekend or maybe this week, maybe the kids are still out of school and they're just scratching their head, I'm bored. Take a look at our event calendar page at our website. Lots of upcoming events. There's Bible studies, concerts, conferences, lots of VBS events taking place this week as well. I encourage you to take a look at our event calendar page, all at our website. Just visit greatnewsradio.org. Click on events right there up the upper part of the website. Again, that's greatnewsradio.org. Dot org and click on events. Well, Mark Burns in the studio tomorrow for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. In the meantime, though, friend, as you go out and about this week, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.